He told me that he has a certain large amount of Hong Kong money that was his whole savings, his life savings.
那时候呢，他跟我说，在香港里边，他有他整身的整世的一个存款的项目在那边存着。
Because he was in a very high-paying position.
因为他的工作岗位是相当高的。
So in terms of Hong Kong dollars, he had something like $3 million or so.
所以他有港币大概三百万左右。
Well, $3 million is how much US for? $3,400,000, something like that. Less than $400,000 US. So it's still a long way to go to a million, but at least it's nearly 400,000.
那笔钱相当于四十万美元，所以还是有一段的距离的。
He talked to me and said, "I want to give this money to the Lord. How should I do it?"
他跟我说的时候，他说我想将这个钱奉献给神，我应该怎么做呢？
I said, well, at the moment, I don't know of anything for you to give to. So how about you just keep it there? And one day, when the Lord shows that there is something that you can give to, I'll talk to you again, all right?
那时我就跟他说，到目前为止，我还不知道这笔钱应该出在什么地方，或者你自己先收着，以后有一些事项的时候，那时候再看怎么样。
And a year later, he said, so what about my money? You know, I'm still waiting. I don't want to keep this money in the bank. I want to give it to the Lord. I said, all right, please be patient. All right, please. When God works, it's amazing. He's anxious to get this money to the Lord. He said, how long do I have to wait? I said, oh, please be patient. When something comes up, I'll tell you.
那一年之后呢，他又来催我了，说我的钱还在那边呢，你赶快用嘛，要跟我说要怎么用，要怎么用。你看多奇妙，他都急着要我去帮他想怎么去花他的钱。
Because he felt that it was some kind of a hindrance between him and the Lord, and he wanted to get this thing out of the way. He just get it out of the way.
因为他觉得这个在那边是他与神之间的一个障碍物，所以他要及早将它除掉。
And you see, when the radio station came up, then I said, "Well, brother."You still want to give that money, do you?
当这个广播站出现的时候，我就跟他说：“我说弟兄啊，你是不是还想用你的钱呢？”
He says, "I waited too long. Can we get on with this thing now?"
他说：“我忍无可忍，我等得太久了，我想尽快拿掉用掉这个钱。”
You see, it's amazing how God works.
你看这是多奇妙的，上帝怎么行事
？One by one, people were asking me, "I've got some money. I want. Where shall I put this money?" They were asking me.
一个接着一个，不停的有人来见我说，我有一些钱，我该怎么用呢
？I tell you, when you walk with God, you just see miracles all the time. I never talk to anybody. That's why I said, you are my witnesses. No leader ever came to you to ask you for 1 cent.
所以你看，我亲眼看到这些神迹的发生。当你跟神同心的时候，你就会见到很多神迹的发生。你也可以见证，我从来没有向过任何一个人要一些钱，但是他们自动的来找我。
This is just amazing.
这个是太奇妙了。
Now the American, we all worked out with the American organization that we will pay them in installments, not in one shot, but we will pay them in several installments. I think it was four installments to pay it off in 1 year.
当时我们跟这个广播站的这个美国人说，我们买下这个广播站呢，我们要以一个分期付款的方式去还你这个钱，就分成四次的分期付款来还。
That means that at every payment you have to come up with nearly a quarter of a million US dollars.
那就是说每一次付款呢，也就是要有百万的四分之一这样多的钱。
And when it came to the last installment, the American organization said, "We are really having financial difficulty. Could you move the payment forward a bit?"
到最后一期我们要付款的时候呢，这个公司就跟我们说，我们现在在经济上出现很大的困难，你能不能够提早去还钱呢
？My God is so great.
我的神是多奇妙的，多伟大的。
I said, "Okay, we'll move it forward by 1 month. We'll pay you 1 month early."
所以我就答应他，我提早一个月付钱。
We finished the entire payment.
我们付完了所有的钱。
And they were so grateful because they got their money a little bit earlier.
他们非常的感激，因为他们能够提早收到这些钱。
You see, how do you read your Bible?
你看你到底是怎么样去读圣经的呢？
When I read my Bible, I said, oh yes, Lord. Have I experienced this for myself and more?
当我读圣经的时候，我知道神说的是真的，我能够经历到里边的真实，而且比那更大的。
Don't you want to walk with God?
你想不想跟神同行呢？
Are you satisfied with this kind of external Christian life?
你对这种外表性的基督徒的生命感到满足吗？
I wouldn't want to live that kind of life.
我不想过那样的生活。
I tell you the truth, I'm not interested in religion.
我跟你说，我对宗教是毫无兴趣的。
Not a bit.
一点兴趣都没有。
I am not interested in Christianity.
我对基督教也没有兴趣。
You might be surprised, but that's the truth.
你可能觉得很惊奇，但这个是事实。
I only want God.
我只要认识神。
Like the Apostle Paul, that I may know Him. That's all. To know Jesus Christ and Him, the Lord of all.
正如保罗所说的，我要认识他。认识耶稣。
I'm not a religious person.
我不是一个宗教狂热的人。
Are you a religious person?
你是不是一种宗教狂热的人呢？
You don't need religion. What you need is God.
我们不需要宗教，我们需要的是神。
We need Jesus.
你需要耶稣。
Because without Jesus, you can't get to know God.
因为没有了耶稣，你不能够认识上帝。
He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way to God. Without him, you can't get to know God. God is out of reach for us.
耶稣是道路、真理、生命。没有了那个道路，你不能认识神。
Now you'll notice that I have not shared past experience today. I'm sharing something recent. This is the radio station has been broadcasting for 2 years now, only 2 years.
那你可以看到我跟大家分享的见证，并不是我以前旧的一些见证，而是非常新的东西。这个广播站成立有2年的时间。
I know that some coworkers like me to finish my testimony, which the last time I shared with you is still a long way back. I have so far ahead to go, but I guess I've got so much recent testimony to share that I have no time to talk about the past anymore.
有些同工就要我去继续写我那个见证册，我有太多的东西要分享，也没有能够完全的写下来。
In other words, I don't have to go way in the past to find something to testify. I can tell you what's going on day by day walking with my God.
所以换句话说，就是我不用把旧事拿出来跟大家分享神的好、神的真实，而是每一天都有新的经历可以跟大家分享。
In fact, like tonight, I look at my time and I look at even the few selected points I'm going to share. I don't think I have time to share, but I just want to show you that walking with God, that is what makes life meaningful.
那今天就像今天，我看到我剩下的时间和我写下的几点要跟大家分享的，也没有办法全部跟大家分享。但是我最想跟大家分享的就是与神同行。
For the last 1.25 years. I've been working on a set of manuscripts, a manuscript that, if the Lord wills, will be published sometime early in the coming year.
在过去1年3个月的时间，我在忙碌做一些手抄文，那就准备会出书的。如果神愿意的话，那个书就会面临，就可以给大家看到。
That has been a real challenge to me because. I've been mostly engaged in administrative work for the churches and sitting hour after hour after hour at the computer working on the manuscripts is something not exactly to my taste, to be honest with you.
那我觉得也是非常不容易的，因为我主要就是做一些行政方面的工作，那要在计算机前面坐上很长很长的时间，对我来讲不是容易的事情。
And as you know, I have a back problem, and so sitting at the computer for so many hours was really sometimes almost agonizing.
因为大家都知道我有背部有毛病，如果要坐上这么长的时间，对我来讲是可以说是痛苦的事情。
But I felt that here too is serving the Lord, because it's His heart to have His word being spoken out to the world. So.If the Lord wants me to do this, I do this too. Even I don't really like this job, to be very honest.
因为坦白说，虽然我是不喜欢这个工作，但是能够通过这个工作将神的话向很多人分享，所以我愿意。
But this work which by grace of the Lord is now almost finished.
那这个工作呢，借着神的恩典，要差不多完成了。
Is to expound the Lord's teaching on salvation from beginning to end, from regeneration to perfection.
那这个工作呢，就是要述说解释救恩的要点，怎么从重生一直讲到怎么达至完美的过程，一个基督徒的过程。
And Brother Ross was very interested in this work.
那 Ross 弟兄呢，他的工作是非常有趣的。
Because he told me that China really needs that, because there's not no proper teaching going on there.
他跟我说，中国这个地方很需要这些教导，因为在中国没有正确的教导。
And in the process of this work, I worked in a disciplined fashion, working. On one chapter for in the last stretch of time, I had to do one chapter every 2 days in the final editing.
嗯，这个工作呢，也要花上很多的心血。我在过去那个时间呢，我就是每两天要做完一章这么多。
Sometimes I was so tired, I literally fell asleep at the computer.
有时候我就是累得不行了，我就在计算机前面就睡去了。
Twice I nearly hit my head on the computer, just woke up just in time.
有两次我的头都撞在计算机上面，那我又醒来。
That also is serving the Lord, because I feel His heart. His heart is get my word out to the people. It is urgent, so I try to do.
但是我的心里边感受到神这个负担，神说要将我的话传出去。
But time was getting shorter and shorter. I had to come to this camp, not to mention going to other places like Australia in the next few weeks.
但是时间已经剩下不少了，因为我也赶着来到这个营会。那之后呢，我还要到澳大利亚那边去。
And then the Lord did something that is entirely new in my experience as well.
那神呢，在他的给我一些非常新的经历，是我以前没有经历到的。
You see, normally I need at least 7.5 to 8 hours sleep.
那一般来说呢，我需要7.5 to 8 hours的睡眠时间。
I always envy those people who can sleep 4 or 5 hours and they're fine.
我很羡慕有些人可以睡4-5 hours就足够。
Again, you see, I sometimes said, Lord, you know, why do we have to waste so much time sleeping? I mean, if I didn't have to sleep, so much work can be done. I'm so tired. I can't go on without the sleep.
有时候我就讲，神啊，为什么人需要这么长的时间睡觉？我已经不够时间要去完成我手上的工作了。
My only comfort was I discovered that Einstein also needed 8 hours sleep.
我觉得是很安慰的，就是爱因斯坦他本人也需要这么长的睡眠时间。
I said, okay, at least I'm in good company.
我说我不是唯一的，我不是孤独的。
But then a sister in our Montreal church, she said that she only needs 6 hours sleep, and I became envious again.
在蒙特利尔教会有一个姐妹跟我说，她只需要6 hours的睡眠时间，我非常羡慕她。
And then the Lord did amazing thing during that particular stretch of many months.
在那几个月的时间里边呢，经历到神是非常奇妙的。
I would go to sleep very, very tired at the end of a day of work.
我每天都在很疲倦的情况之下睡。
And every day I wake up 5.5 hours later.
但是每天呢，我都5.5 hours之后我就能醒来，
feeling very refreshed，
而且是精神充沛的。
I couldn't believe it. It's only 5.5 hours since I went to bed and I'm feeling so refreshed.
那我就不能相信，我只睡5.5 hours，但是我觉得精神很足够。
And that meant I could put in so much more work into the manuscripts.
所以这样子的话，我就能够花更多的时间在这些手写本上面。
Now in the last 1 or 2 days, I've been sleeping 7.5 and 8 hours again. So maybe that was only for that period of time that I could experience God's special mercy.
但是在过去一两天呢，我还是睡7-8 hours，正常的睡眠时间。所以你看，神的恩典就是到那个为止，到那边为止。
It is so amazing to walk with God day after day, week after week. I would find that I was sleeping those few hours refreshed.I went out for a walk every day to try and keep the circulation going, walk at least 1 hour a day where I could also meditate, to commune with the Lord, to fellowship with the Lord, and then go back to work.
所以跟神同行是非常奇妙的。在那段时间，我也特地的去出去走一个小时的时间，使我身体的血液可以循环良好。而且在那段时间，我也跟神有一种亲密的交通。
I live a very disciplined program every day.
每天呢，我的那个生活都非常有规律。
When I say I worked on the manuscripts for the last 1.25 years, it's not quite the entire fact because I had a lot of other administrative matters to attend to.
其实在过去一年三个月的时间，我就做这个手抄文这段时间，其实这个也不单是那样东西，因为我还要花时间去处理教会其他的事情。
Not to mention I had to go to Toronto 3 times to deal with some church matters over there.
也包括我要到多伦多教会去，我曾经去过3次，为了要处理教会的一些问题。
Each time staying about 2 weeks, that means covering 2 Sundays.
每一次呢，我在那边去那边有2个星期的时间，那就是有2个星期天的时间。
That means 3 times is 1.5 months time invested in that work alone.
如果去了3次的话，加起来也有1个多月的时间。
On the last time we were coming back from Toronto, when Helen and I were coming back from Toronto,
在从多伦多回家的最后那次
on the highway,
那在这个高速公路上面
was night time,
那时候是晚上
and of course on the highway you drive at maximum speed, at least I do.
那当然在高速公路上你驾车的速度是非常高的，起码我是这样。
I mean,By that high speed, I mean within permitted limits.
就是合法的高速。
And at one stretch halfway back to Montreal.
那在要抵达满地可的那段路程当中。
At full speed.
在一个非常高速的时候。
Out of the darkness, there suddenly appeared an animal.
突然在黑暗里面出现一个动物。
It came out from, you see, you have the highway going to Montreal this side, and the other highway going to Toronto on the other side.
从那个高速公路这个方向是去满地可的，另外一个方向是回去多伦多的。
This animal came across from the other side of the highway.
那个动物呢，就从高速公路的另一个方向那边出现。
And it was coming straight into the car.
那就向着这个车直接的。
Right into the front of the car.
一直到车的前面。
Now this animal, both Helen and I couldn't figure out what it was.
一刹那之间，Helen 生母和我也不知道是什么一回事。
Very strange looking creature.
一种很奇怪的怪兽。
I still can't figure out what it was.
我现在还不知道是什么东西。
I mean, if it were a deer, I know what a deer looks like.
如果是一只鹿的话，我知道鹿是什么样子的。
If it were a dog, I think we all know what a dog looks like.
如果是一只狗，大家也知道一只狗是像什么的。
But it looked neither like a dog, nor like a deer, nor anything I have ever seen before.
它不像狗，也不像鹿，我从来没见过这样的动物。
But it was about the size of a deer.
但是它跟鹿差不多的那个大小。
It was not a deer, had no horns on it, nothing. It didn't look, the rest of it didn't look like a deer.
它不像鹿，它的样子看起来并不像鹿。
Really, some strange creature.
是一种很奇怪的怪兽。
Now, as I was, of course, I saw it coming out of the corner of my eye, straight in towards the car, and I was sure we're going to hit that creature, and it will be a disaster. Because when you are moving at nearly 80 miles an hour, and you hit anything, even a cat, I can tell you.That will be quite a problem. If you hit a dog, the front end of your car is gone. And you could have a major disaster at that speed.
那时候从我的眼角看到这个怪物的时候呢，那时候我是驾在非常高的速度走的。你知道在这么高的速度行驶的时候呢，即使是一只狗出现的时候呢，也会将你的车前撞毁，非常危险。
So I swerved away to the right.
所以我将车向右转。
Swerving was very dangerous at that speed.
这么高的速度要转车，将车转向另一个方向是非常危险的。
The whole car went into a strange swaying motion like that.
整个车呢就向左右这样抛来抛去。
And I think It was amazing. I don't know exactly how we missed that creature, but I think I missed it by the fraction of an inch.
那就是非常奇怪，我不知道怎么我们可以去就是超过那个怪物。我想我就是在行过那个怪物的时候呢，跟它还是非常接近的。
I say it's strange because I'm not at all sure it was something natural. Whether it was the enemy trying to find an occasion to destroy us on that highway, and he nearly succeeded.
我想这个不是一种很正常的现象，是敌人要阻挡我们，想有些事情会发生。
You see, that highway has only two lanes on it, so I have not much place to swerve away to.
因为那时候只有两个道路，我也没有一些空间我可以将车驶到那边的。
So I can't swerve very hard, and at that speed, as you know, if you swerve hard, the car will overturn.
因为如果我也不能够转得太烈、太过就是这个方向太多，因为这样子的话，很容易会发生意外。
And both sides of the highway drops down into a ditch.
那就是我们知道在高速公路它的构造呢就是向下这样弯下去的。
So that if I went off the road, the car would turn over.
那如果我是死得靠边太靠边的话那个车会翻了。
I had to miss the creature and try to stay on the highway.
我就是要去避过这个怪兽而且要将车是平平的驶在路上。
And the car went into a very dangerous wobble for quite a while before I could regain control of it.
就是因为这样的原因呢，那个车呢，因为我转方向，车变成抛来抛去，非常不稳定，一段时间。
But you see, by the grace of God, I'm here. Otherwise, neither of us would be here.
你看到我能够在这里，完全是神的恩典。
If we were not killed, we would have been seriously injured by any accident at that speed.
用那个高速公路遇上这样的事情呢，如果不是死亡，也会严重的受伤。
But we walk with God.
但是我们与神同行。
That doesn't mean the enemy doesn't attack us. He sure does. I can tell you, he tries to attack us all the time.
但是这并不表示魔鬼，我们的敌人不会去攻击我们。其实他无时不刻的都在攻击我们。
We are the kind of people the enemy would like to put out of business if he can.
我们是那种人呢，就是。我们的敌人是非常希望我们不在这个工作岗位上的。
But I stress again, I've thought back several times and I've tried to picture that animal in my mind again. And Helen also couldn't figure out what is this thing. It's really strange. So I can see that it was not something natural. It seemed to be something that the enemy put there. Almost like some kind of a demon trying to you know, take physical form and attack us.
我在这些事情我也想了好几次，这个动物的出现不像是个正常的事情，像是在我们的敌人用了一个能够看见的一种形象出现，为了要阻挡我们。
Well, since we are talking about demons, let me tell you more.
我们讲到魔鬼，我想向大家分享更多关于这一点。
Only a few months ago,
在几个月前
，I received a phone call.
我收到一个电话。
From our co-worker in Montreal,
就是马蒂克一个弟兄一个同工打来的
and said that there's a serious case of demon possession. Could I come and help?
他说那时候有一个被鬼附的情况出现，他问我能不能够去帮他。
Now we are talking about Canada, all right? We are talking about a first world nation, all right?
我们讲的是加拿大，是先进国家。
And if you think that demon possession has only to do with third world countries, I think you haven't got quite the picture of the spiritual warfare yet.
如果你认为被鬼附这种情况只会出现在第三国家，那你就是错误了。
Now if you think that demon possession happens only to illiterate farmers,You also missed the picture.
如果你觉得被鬼附这种情况只出现在一些农夫的身上，那你也错了。
What happened in this case was that the man, the husband, was a PhD student.
那这个情况是怎么样的呢？这个做丈夫的是一个读博士的一个人。
And his wife was possessed.
他的太太就是被鬼附了。
By the way, neither of them are Christians.
他们两人都不是基督徒。
But they had nowhere else to turn for help, so they came to us.
但是他们没有任何办法了，所以他们来找我们。
The husband was quite desperate.
那个丈夫是非常的焦急。
And Even though they were not regularly in our church, they did visit our church, but they were not did not come regularly.
他们并不是固定的，经常就是来我们教会，但是他也曾经来过几次。
So I was called out to deal with this matter because they tried to cast out the demon, but could not.
那因为他们同工他尝试要将这个鬼呢，就是要驱走，但是他们做不到，所以他们需要我的帮助。
So I asked the co-worker to take this couple to the home of our elder, our church elder's home.
所以我就叫同工将这两夫妇带到我们教会一个长老的家。
And so I went there.
所以我就到那边去。
This woman was the wife, about 30 years old or something like that, was in a very bad state of being possessed.
我看到那个做太太的呢，她大概年纪30多岁左右，她当时的情况是非常不好的。
So, well, how should I cut this story short?
我怎么样能够更简短的跟大家去分享这件事情呢？
She was from time to time rolling around on the floor.
她不时的在地上滚。
At other times, she crawled to my feet.
有一些时候呢，她就在地上爬，爬到我的面前。
I told her, "Stand up and sit down, please."
我叫她，请你站起来坐下。
And I asked her some questions to see, is this a mental problem or is it a spiritual problem? We have to distinguish carefully between the two.
那我就问她几个问题，因为我要分析这个是属灵的问题呢，还是精神的问题。
You need spiritual discernment to tell the difference.
你需要有属灵的眼光去分辨。
Now, I asked her questions that I knew that, humanly speaking, there was no way she would know the answer to these questions.
我问了一些问题，就是以人的角度来看，他是完全不可能回答到的。
In other words, unless she had spiritual information from the inside, she could not answer my question.
除非他里边有一些属灵的资料，有一些属灵的来源，要不然他不可能回答到我问的这个问题。
In other words, if she was just a mental case, due to some chemical disorder in the brain or whatever,she would not be able to answer my questions.
那换句话说呢，如果她是精神的问题，好像缺少了一些化学的东西在里边，那可能她就不能够回答这个问题了。
So I asked her, "What is your name?"
我问她，你叫什么名字
？So the spirit answered, giving his name.
那个邪灵回答，说出他的名字。
The demon is a male demon.Possessing this woman.
这个伏在这个夫人身上的一个魔鬼是男性的。
Then I wanted to determine the rank and position of this demon.
那时我想找出这个魔鬼他的地位是处在哪一层。
You see, in the demon world, in the spirit world, there are lots of different ranks.
我们知道，在这个属灵的魔鬼的国度里边，也有不同的地位的。
High-ranking demons are very powerful and much more difficult to deal with.
就是处在高级的这种魔鬼呢，是非常难处理的。
From observing her behavior and her answers, I realized we were dealing with a very high-ranking demon.
从我对这个夫人接触的这段时间呢，我可以发现，我现在面对的是一个在高级上面的一个邪灵。
And that explained why they had not been successful in trying to cast out this demon, because it was a relatively powerful one.
这就是为什么同工他没有办法将这个邪灵驱走，因为这个邪灵是有能力的，挺有能力的。
The situation is very complicated because, the demon-possessed person does not always want to be, relieved of the demon.
那个情况很复杂的是为什么呢？就是被邪灵附身的这个人，他未必愿意将这个邪灵赶走。
You see, the reason is that some people who are demon possessed, they enjoy a certain power given to them by the demon.
那为什么呢？就是有一些被神附在身上的人呢，在被附的时候，他们享受他们里边的能力。
And with that power, she could control her husband, you see.
有了那个能力呢，这个妇人能够控制她的丈夫。
And everybody was frightened of her because of that strange power that she had from this demon.
所以每个人都很怕她，因为她有这种超常的能力。
So it was quite a battle going on.
所以这是一个挺大的这个斗争。
So I had to speak both to the demon and to the woman. This is two levels.
所以我要跟这个邪灵对话，同时也要跟这个妇人对话。
And I said to the woman, now, do you want this demon to go or not?
我问这个做太太的，你想不想将这个邪灵赶走？
If you don't want this demon to go, you're wasting my time.
如果你根本也不想这个邪灵离开的话，你在浪费我的时间。
Because if I chase the demon out, you want him back again. I mean, you're wasting my time, right?
如果我将这个邪灵赶走的话，你还是要他回来，那你就在浪费我的时间了。
She said, yes, yes, I want him to go.
她说是的，是我想他离开，我要他被赶走。
I said to her, no, you don't.
我对她说，其实你并不想。
And not until you tell me you really want this demon to go, I'm not going to do a thing.
我说，除非你能够跟我说，你愿意这个邪灵离开你的身上，不然的话，我什么都不要做。
And so she said, yes, yes, I do want him to go.
她说是的，是的，我真的要邪灵离开我的身。
I said, then you lose your power.
我说这样的话你就失去能力了。
She said, well, it's better than the torment. It's destroying my family.
她说没有这能力也比毁灭我的家庭好。
I was not sure that she was sincere. I doubted that she was being sincere.
我不大肯定她是不是真诚的去说这些话。
So it was quite a complicated situation. I could see that she was tormented enough by the demon that she really wanted him to go. Then finally we can act.
那时候你可以看到情况是非常复杂的，我怀疑她的真诚，但是在那时候呢，我看到她是被这个邪灵是折磨的不行了。
What is more, because this is a very high-ranking demon, the way of dealing with it is not that simple.
因为这个是一个非常有能力、处在高级这个邪灵，所以处理这个问题呢。也是用不同的方法。
So finally, after I was assured, I had a certain degree of certainty, but not 100% that she really wanted this demon to go. And finally, we cast out the demon.
那最后呢，我就有这个信心，就是知道她是愿意这个邪灵离开的情况之下呢，我们就将这个邪灵赶走了。
It's very interesting, you know, that even the demon wants some respect.
你看到是非常有趣的，即使是邪灵也需要人的尊重。
And in dealing with demons, one deals with them respectfully.
当你处理面对邪灵的时候，你还是要用一个尊敬的态度去处理它。
What I meant by this is that you do not shout or yell or abuse.
那我这个意思呢，你不能够向他随便的呼喊，或者是滥用你的权力。
Even the Bible tells us that when the Archangel Gabriel had a dispute with Satan, he was not abusive.
当在我们在圣经也看到，当这个天使长 Gabriel 的时候，当他对这个对这个邪灵说话的时候，他也不滥用他的权力。
And it's very interesting that the demon was respectful towards me.
那很奇怪的就是这个邪灵对我也非常尊重。
He said, "I have one request."
他说我有一个要求。
Can I leave through the door?
他说我可以从门走吗？
In other words, that he's not thrown out through the window or something.
所以就是不是从那个窗口将他赶走。
He said, if you grant my request, then please open the door and I will go.
他说如果你答应我这个要求的话呢，我就愿意走。
So I'm not the owner of the house.
我不是家那个家的主人。
So I asked the elder if he mind opening his door.
所以我就问这个长老，他愿不愿意将他的门开一开
？You see, we are not dealing with things.
你看，我们面对的不是东西。
We are not dealing with ideas, abstractions.
我们对付的并不是一些观念、意念或者是抽象的东西。
Even the demons are persons; they are beings with intelligence.
即使是邪灵，也是有智慧的个体。
So when the elder had opened the door, then I commanded the demon to leave.
当那个长老将门开的时候呢，我就命令这个邪灵离开。
In the name of Jesus.
以耶稣的名字。
This woman was kneeling on the floor.
这个女孩，这个妇人呢，跪在地上。
And she committed her life to the Lord.
她将她的生命交给神。
And in committing her life to the Lord, of course, she shut the door for the demon to come back for the time being.
所以当她将生命交给神的时候呢，其实她就是将她的里边的门关了，邪灵不能够进她生命里边去。
As soon as the demon left her, she was a totally different person.
当邪灵一离开她的时候呢，她完全变成一个新的人。
You have to see this to see how amazing it is.
如果你能够亲眼看到的话，你就知道是什么一回事。
One moment she is talking in this particular way.
在一个时候，她其实是用一种很奇怪的方法在讲话。
And suddenly she becomes another person.
那突然间她变成另外一个人了。
The demon has gone.
因为邪灵走了。
But I cautioned her.
但是我警告他
If she ever opens her heart again to the demon will be right back again.
如果他向这个邪灵开放他的心的话，邪灵会重新进入他的生命里边去。
A few days later, the demon came back to her.
几天之后，邪灵又进去他那边了。
And my coworker phoned me and said the demon is back.
那个同工打电话给我说，邪灵又回来了。
We can't throw it out.
我们不能够将他赶走。
And this time the demon said to the people there, said, I'm not afraid of you people.
那个邪灵当时就跟那些同工说，我不怕你们这一般人。
And as for Pastor Eric, he isn't here anyway.
他说，张牧师反正他不在这里。
So, there's nothing you people can do with me.
你们不能够把我做什么。
I said, well, don't get discouraged.
我就跟他们说，你们不要灰心。
I said, there's one way you will be able to get rid of this demon.
其实有一个方法，你能够将这个邪灵赶走、处理掉。
Individually, you don't have the power.
每一个你们个别的话呢，没有这个能力。
But together, if you confess your sins to one another, all of you believers in that household who were present, I think there were three or four of them, I said, you confess your sins to one another, you make sure there's no barrier between you, you join in one heart, and in Jesus' name, cast out the demon, and he will go.
你们个别虽然没有这种能力，但是如果你们愿意合意的话，在这个家里边的所有成员三十个人，如果你们愿意开放自己的心，互相认罪的话，那你们当中就没有那种障碍物，联合起来就有能力对付这个邪灵。
Well, they were not very confident because the demon was laughing at them.
因为他们已经失去不是很有信心，因为邪灵笑他们。
You guys can cast me out. Who you think you are anyway?
你们想将我赶走，你们是什么人呢？
But he didn't reckon on this secret that when we are united as one, even if you are not strong, you are united as one, you can overcome the highest enemy power.
但是呢，邪灵忽略了这一点，就是虽然我们个别没有这个能力，但是我们能够合一的话，我们的能力能够去驱走最高级的邪灵。
That's why you will know from why Jesus prayed in John 17 that they may be one.
所以我们记得在约翰福音耶稣的祷告就是但愿他们合一。
And when these few people joined together in one, praying earnestly, indeed, by the grace of God, they drove out the demon.
当这些人他们合一的话呢，的确他们能够成功的把这个邪灵赶走。
And this time, the demon didn't come back again because he's going to face a united force one more time. So he had enough of that for now.
这个时候呢，邪灵再也不回来了，因为他知道他的敌人是充满能力的。当他们能够团结一致的时候，他们的能力是很大的。
And you know what happened as a result of this whole incident?
你们知道这件事情发生之后的后果是什么样吗？
Husband and wife both came to the Lord. The husband also became, he committed his life to the Lord after himself witnessing the power of the Lord.
他们两夫妇都愿意将生命交给神了。那个丈夫看到所眼睛所发生的这些事情，也将他的生命交给神了。
And both of them were baptized.
他们两人都受洗了。
And then not long afterwards, in somebody else's baptism, there were a few people in our church who were being baptized. Helen and I went to the baptism.
那过了不久，就在这个受洗进行的时候，师母和我都到那边去。
And a couple came up to us and spoke, came so warmly and lovingly came up to us, and I had to look twice to recognize who they were.
有一对夫妇就非常热情的来到我们的面前，我还要再看多一眼，到底他们是谁
？So transformed, I could hardly recognize them. That was the husband and the wife.
就是那对夫妇，我简直不能够认得他们了，完全变成新的人。
It's amazing. It's such transformation that You hardly recognize them anymore.
这是太奇妙了，我简直是认不出他们了。
How great is our God? Why do you just want to be a so-called Christian?
你看我们的神是个多伟大的神，为什么要做基督徒呢？
Why don't we want to be people who walk with God?
为什么我们不想成为与神同行的人呢？
There is no meaning in the Christian life just to go to church on Sunday, sit there, listen to some talk, and sing a few songs. I'm sorry, I'm so blunt, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I'm very good at offending people.
那做基督徒的生命有什么好处呢？就是定时来教会或者唱几首歌。对不起，我经常就是得罪人。
Being a Christian is a matter of life, new life, a life in which we commune with the living God.
真正的基督徒就是他们的生命跟神是连结的，是有沟通的。
In the remaining minutes, let me tell you one last thing the Lord did in the last few months.
在剩下的时间，我跟大家分享最后一个，就是在过去几个月所发生的事情。
I mentioned that I've been spending hours and hours and hours every day sitting at the computer.
我就跟大家说到了，我在电脑前面花上很长很长很长的时间坐在那边。
Working on these manuscripts.
就在这个处理这些手抄文上面。
Now, if you don't have a back problem, you don't really know what that means to sit at a computer for hours and hours.
如果你没有背部，你背部没有毛病，你不知道坐在上面这么长的时间是什么的滋味。
Sometimes I stand up on my back. Oh, wow! You say killing me. That's about the right description.
那有时候我做完时候，我有时候我站起来，我就觉得简直就是我的命都没了。这个的确就是我感受到的。
But I told you I go out for a walk every day. I try to walk. Let's put it this way.
那每天呢，我都尝试去走。
Even with the pain, I just walk with the pain.
即使有那个痛苦在背部里边很痛，我还是尝试去走。
It's a matter of sheer self-discipline, I can tell you. Otherwise, I'd be a cripple by now.
其实这个完全是一种自制的能力，我在使用自制的能力，不然的话，我到现在已经是残废了。
But even with that discipline, I can tell you, pain is pain, and when it reaches a certain level, you can't walk anymore.
其实即使有更强的自制能力，痛还是非常真实的。到某一个程度，你真的支持不下去了。
And the pain I felt was like a thorn, just like Paul said, a thorn, a long, sharp thorn, jabbing right into my hip.
那个痛是怎么样呢？就像一个刺，真正的一个刺，刺在我这个骨后面，这个脚后面。
And as I walk, the pain's intensity level rises and rises.
当我走的时候，这个痛越来越多，越来越多。
And it takes only about walking for 2 minutes or 1.5 minutes, the pain level reaches the point where I can't walk anymore.
在我走之后，走了2分钟之后呢，那个痛苦已经是无法让人承受得了。
So many of you who have been with me know that that's the way I learned humility.
所以大家熟悉我的人都知道，这个就是我怎么样学习谦卑。
Because the only way I can do is to squat down, you see.On the ground, squat down and let the pain release.
因为痛得不能忍受的时候呢，我唯有蹲下来，让那个痛慢慢的消失。
Then after maybe a minute or two, the pain is gone. Now, in some places that's okay because if you have in a shopping center there are seats you can sit down, then you can sit. But if you're on the street and you squat and squat down, people wonder what's your problem.
那有时候当你走到一些百货市场的时候，那边有一些椅子，当你就是痛得不得了的时候，你还可以坐在这个椅子上，但是有时候你到的地方是没有椅子的，所以你唯有是蹲下来，但是蹲下来路过的人又不知道你是什么事情，为什么蹲下来。
Once or twice some kind people will come and say, are you alright? You need some help? And I'll say, oh, it's okay, it's okay, you know? And then I have to do something with my shoelace.
有时候有些人就停下来问我，你需要帮忙吗？我说我行，我就是要绑一些鞋带。
I want to share this part because walking with God is not all candies and cookies and honey and all this kind of stuff.
我为什么要跟大家分享呢？因为我想跟大家说，与主同行不是完全是美好的事情。
and you enjoy power. You can cast out demons. You can throw mulberry trees into the ocean. Oh, I mean, what magician can match you for that?
那并不是说你经常可以享受一些很美好的事情，或者是享受神的能力，能够将邪灵驱走，能够将这个桑树连根拔栽在海里边这种能力。
Because when we want to walk with God, God looks at me and says, "Ah, yeah, He wants to walk with me, but I have a lot of work to do on Him."
当你愿意跟神行走的时候，神就说：“哦，这个人他很想跟我行走，跟着我同行，但是我有一些工作要在他身上做的。”
If you give him a lot of power, he may get very proud.
那如果我给他很多能力的话，他可能会骄傲。
So.Even the Apostle Paul needed a thorn to keep him humble.
你看，即使是使徒保罗，也需要一个刺，使他学习谦卑。
Now somebody of that spiritual stature needs a thorn to keep him humble. Then how much more me?
你看，这么属灵的人也需要一个刺，让他能够维持谦卑。那我更不用说了。
Certainly, I think hidden pride is one of the things that I fear most because we may be proud and we are not aware of it.
其实一种在我们生命里边隐藏着的骄傲是我最关心的，因为很多时候我们可能是骄傲，但是我们自己也不知道。
I'm sure there's a lot of hidden pride in me, and God must deal with it.
因为我
if I'm going to walk with Him.
因为我知道在我里边有很多隐藏的一些骄傲，神要处理的。